One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. Five, six, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. Nine, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock.
Sometimes we have to dig a little deeper for our musical acknowledgments on the Steve Gruber Show. Today's one of those days. Franny Beecher. Franny Beecher was the lead guitarist for Bill Haley and his Comets from 1954 to 1962. Died on this day in 2014. There he is right there. Died on this day in 2014 at the age of 92 years old. He continued to perform with some surviving members of the Comets well into the 2000s. Franny Beecher, lead guitarist from Bill Haley and his Comets, died of this day back in 2014. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined by a guy, I have no idea if he can play the guitar. It's possible. Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and Michigan Backroads is where we go. The Musk Ox report on Michigan Backroads. MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Scott. And no, I cannot play a guitar. I do have a four-string banjo I bang around on a little bit, but I have zero talent musically. Just zero.
That's all right.
I can't count before over and over and over and over again. I just can't do it. So
you have other talents, and that's the important thing.
We all have to find our way in life, and do not lament what you don't have. Improve what you do.
That's right. We've got a long list of events to hopefully talk about this week, the Michigan Backroads Report. Where do you want to start?
Well, I want to start with two things. First of all, I am talking to you today wearing my first Muskox flannel shirt. Got it yesterday, went right out to the wood pile to split wood. Awesome. I mean, this thing rivals Filson, which I always thought was the gold standard. These are great shirts. The other thing I got to throw in there, tonight, 7 p.m., Zoom, through the White Lake Community Library, I'll be performing my Oddities and Rarities show. So if you got nothing to do tonight, if there's no Game of Thrones or something, tune in and see some of the weird stuff you can find out around Michigan.
But no banjo.
No, by popular request, the banjo will not be included.
All right. Where are we going first? I got, what's happening in Grand Haven?
Hey, Grand Haven. So this is a great one for kids because there's a little bit of a break here on outdoor events going on. But the Tri-Cities Historical Museum has an event going on, which is you got to find the snowflake. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to this museum, but it's several stories, and it's in a historic building. Beautiful. And it's open all week long. It's not one of these that's only open on Saturdays, downtown Grand Haven. So you go in with the kids and the parents, and you search the exhibits to find the snowflake. And they get prizes, and there'll be snacks. And it's a wonderful museum, very, very well done. And that museum was funded strictly through private work by the local residents. No federal or state money went into putting this museum together.
That is always welcome to hear.
Awesome stuff.
New stuff happening in Baldwin with a fly fishing shop. I was just talking to a fly fishing guy yesterday, in fact.
Yeah, Baldwin is having an enormous turnaround. The town has really come back from a couple of years ago, and now some young Michiganders, some young guys, sportsmen, are opening a new fly fishing shop just before trout season. They have a great location. It's at 36th Street, I believe, just north of the Pere Marquette River, which is where you're going to head for anyway. So best of luck to those guys. As soon as they confirm the name, I believe they're going to call it the 1831 Shop. Mm-hmm. Because that is when brown trout were first planted in the Pere Marquette, and actually the Baldwin River. So we got a new business opening up in Michigan. Always good news.
Yes, sir. And in Lansing, the final week of the second annual Greater Lansing Beer Trail.
Yes, it's coming to an end. But they got a lot of venues out there. You know, you can win yourself a 12-ounce mug if you go from bar to bar and lift a glass. I had Mason down there, Brad, the Bad Brewing Company. It's probably where Steve is today instead of being at work. Well, Brad Ledge is a leader in this whole thing. They have two locations, the Brickhaven Brewery and the Sanctuary Spirits. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's in an old church very, very spiritual. And the Lansing Brewing Company. I didn't see anything from your neck of the woods, so I guess they're not going to go as far as Hudson.
Well, that's all right. Maybe next time. Yeah. And then let's see. Oh, I only want to mention this because I've been in Michigan now for five plus years, but I'm still learning. Right, I'm still learning things about the state, and I know it's not Charlotte. It's Charlotte. So
it's Charlotte.
And there's an event that has actually been canceled there, we should mention.
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed in these Vikings down there in Charlotte. They canceled the Michigan Nordic Fire Festival because you would think they would be used to, plagues and pestilences, but they canceled it due to the COVID, and we're going to miss that one because that was great. They have a huge bonfire. There were beverages, and there was a mead tent. Going to miss that one, so...
And we've got about a minute left here, and a new word, learning a new word each week. And this week, the word is cockwomble, which I must tell you, I've never heard before. So what's cockwomble?
I had never heard this one before either, so I thought I'd throw it in there. Cockwomble, a person, usually a male, prone to making outrageously stupid statements and or inappropriate behavior while generally having a very high opinion of his own wisdom and importance. And you'll see that I also included how you say it in sign language.
Yes.
Because we want to be politically correct here at Michigan Backroads. So
yeah, I've never
heard of this one. It is actually Scottish.
Well, make that a mission today for our listeners and you. Work cockwomble somewhere into everyday conversation and get the quizzical face and explain.
Can I go first?
Yes.
Well, even though it's usually a male, I might say that Comrade Governor could be considered a cockwomble.
Usually male, but prone to making outrageously stupid statements, inappropriate behavior, having a very high opinion of his own wisdom and importance. An argument can be made there.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a stretch, but I'd like to get my opinion in there. By the way, if you need a great burger... Spike's Keg of Nails is open and grailing. It's still the top five, one of the top five burgers in the whole state. So some businesses are opening back up. Thank goodness.
MichiganBackroads.com. Thank you, Ron.
Scott, always good to